אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Manny Wex, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Manny Wex, the CEO of Kol Ve'oz, an Israel-based organization that addresses the issue of child sexual abuse in the global Jewish community.
Why did you start this organization?
Well, in 2011, when I was the Vice President of the Jewish Community in Australia, I spoke out publicly about my own experience of child sexual abuse. And to cut a long story short, from then, at that time, I had a full-time job, Australian government, and didn't expect to be where I am today, which is after launching TZEDEC in Australia, support and advocacy group for victims in Australia of child sexual abuse within the Jewish community, having moved to Israel, made Aliyah, I'm seeing some of the gaps. There are many local support organizations around the world, but there are limits in terms of what the global position is, how we address it from a global perspective, because we need to have some cooperation and collaboration. And we can see a great example is the fact that in Israel, there is the issue of pedophiles and alleged pedophiles coming from overseas, from diaspora communities, and using Israel as a place of refuge for their crimes after they've committed their crimes or alleged to have committed their crimes. Not only are they essentially evading justice for the crimes they committed in their own countries, but they are also endangering children in Israel today. So that and the range of other activities and reasons for us to be doing what we're doing, but there is just so much work to be done in this field. We know the statistics of around 1 in 5 children experiences some form of child sexual abuse, and those statistics are accurate in Australia, Israel, the US, and I'm sure other places as well. So it's an issue that affects the Jewish community in just as similar way, at least, as the broader society, and it needed to be addressed, and that's essentially what we're doing now. And of
course, we're talking to Manny Wex from Kol Ve'oz, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Manny, you and your organization were very involved in the Malka Leifer affair, and you provided huge support to the sisters that allegedly were abused by Malka Leifer. Can you please tell us about it?
Absolutely. Obviously, the three sisters, Nicole, Darcy and Ellie, are absolute heroes in terms of the courage they have shown and the leadership they have shown to others in the Jewish community, not just in Australia, and of course not just in the Jewish community. When you have three strong ladies going out there pursuing justice relentlessly, let's not forget the latest hearing in the Malka Leifer case was hearing number 67. It was a process to get here. It was an amazing decision that Judge Lomp announced that Malka Leifer is fit to face justice and that she's been faking her illness. But from our perspective, to see such an incredible result, that's been amazing. And it is mainly due to the determination and the approach by those three courageous sisters. Certainly humbled and delighted that I was able to assist in a number of ways. We could, you know, I could be present in the courtroom for them because they're overseas in Australia, and also not just provide them the updates, but also this was a case that really exposed the issue of child sexual abuse more broadly internationally. I have and will continue to support the sisters, do whatever we can to ensure that their truth is heard, to ensure they know that we believe them. Of course, due process is necessary. It's been, you know, they've been up against not just the legal system, but also against people with vested interests, including allegedly Israel's health minister, whom the police themselves, Israel police, had recommended to the prosecution to indict Litzman for trying to get involved in this case and to try to prevent Malka Leifer from being extradited. So they've been up against it, yet they have succeeded. Sure, Malka Leifer isn't on the plane yet back to Australia, but I do believe it's a matter of time. We've got to give it due process, and I do expect the next few hearings will happen very quickly. On the 20th of July, we have the extradition hearing itself, and then subsequently, the defense legal team will decide whether or not they want to appeal. We expect appeals, but the reality is they don't have a leg to stand on. and I do expect it to be a fairly quick process moving forward. I do expect that even by the end of this year, by the end of 2020, we will see Mark Olaifa back in Australia.
Manny Wex, thank you so much and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.